This article discusses succulent flowering houseplants and provides information on how to grow and care for them indoors. Succulents are known for their hardiness and low-maintenance nature, making them ideal for both indoor and outdoor spaces. They come in various sizes, shapes, and colors, making them suitable for decorating indoor spaces. Aloe vera. Aloe vera is a medicinal succulent with thick, lance-shaped green leaves. It can produce yellow-orange tubular flowers when provided with adequate sunlight and care. Echeveria. Echeverias are rosette-shaped succulents with colorful leaves that can produce delicate bell-shaped flowers in various colors. Kalanchoe. Kalanchoes have waxy, thick leaves and produce vibrant star-shaped flowers in shades of red, orange, yellow, or pink. Haworthia. Haworthias are small succulents with rosette-like clusters of leaves. They can produce slender, tubular white flowers in spring. Jade plant. Jade plants have glossy oval-shaped leaves and small star-shaped white or pink blooms. Christmas cactus. Christmas cacti have segmented stems and colorful, pendulous tubular flowers in shades of pink, red, or white. To encourage blooming, they require a period of cooler temperatures. Crown of thorns. Crown of thorns is a succulent with thorny stems and oval-shaped leaves. It produces small, colorful flowers in shades of red, pink, yellow, or white. African violet. African violets have fuzzy dark green leaves and charming velvety flowers in various colors, including purple, pink, blue, and white. Flaming Katy. Flaming Katy has fleshy leaves and clusters of small colorful flowers in shades of red, orange, yellow, and pink. String of pearls. String of pearls is a hanging succulent with trailing stems bearing bead-like leaves. It produces fragrant daisy-like flowers. Zebra plant. Zebra plant stands out with rosettes of green leaves adorned with white stripes. It can produce small tubular white flowers. Panda plant. Panda plant is known for its fuzzy silvery green leaves with brownish spots and small tubular yellow flowers. Lithops. Lithops, also known as living stones, mimic stones and produce daisy-like flowers in white or yellow. Gasteria. Gasteria has colorful tubular flowers on tall stalks and showy tongue-shaped leaves with intricate patterns and textures. How to care for succulents. Watering. Allow the soil to dry out completely between waterings. Overwatering is a common issue with succulents and can lead to root rot. Water sparingly and make sure the pots have drainage holes to prevent water from pooling at the bottom. Well-draining soil. Use a well-draining succulent or cactus mix. You can also add sand or perlite to regular potting soil to improve drainage. Temperature. Succulents generally prefer temperatures between 60 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit, 15 to 27 degrees Celsius. Protect them from extreme heat or cold, and avoid placing them near drafts or radiators. Pot selection. Use pots with drainage holes to ensure excess water can escape. This prevents waterlogged soil, which is harmful to succulents. Fertilization. Fertilize sparingly. During the growing season, spring and summer, you can use a diluted, balanced, liquid succulent fertilizer once a month. Avoid fertilizing during the dormant winter months. Propagation. Many succulents can be propagated through offsets, leaf cuttings, or stem cuttings. This allows you to create new plants from your existing ones.